Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Wildfires, many sparked by lightning strikes, dominate the news this morning, with hundreds of blazes burning in the state. The largest of them are concentrated in Northern California around the Bay Area, where residents are also grappling with high temperatures and the looming threat of power outages. There have also been at least two reported fatalities related to the fires. A Vacaville-based PG&E worker who was assisting firefighters and the pilot of a firefighting helicopter that crashed south of Coalinga. One of the biggest fires we're tracking is the LNU Lightning Complex fire that's burning northwest of Vacaville. As of last night, it had burned 124,000 acres and had destroyed more than 100 structures. It also forced the evacuation of thousands of people. Here's Diane Bustos talking to KPIX News.
So my husband was driving the car. He got burnt and he had to leave the car, and it blew up, so I was walking down by myself, and I got all these flames on me, and I lost my shoe, but I made it. God saved me.
Meanwhile, a group of fires has burned thousands of acres in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties and also triggered widespread evacuations. KQED's Hannah Hageman talked to evacuees at one shelter.
Russ Mackey looked pretty relaxed in his travel trailer at the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds shelter. The 50-year resident of Bonnie Doon leaned out of it to talk to me as he made tea.
This isn't our first time evacuating. We evacuated the Martin Fire in 2008. We got to turn off the stove. Pardon me. And then we evacuated in the Lockheed Fire.
Mackey worked as a volunteer firefighter for 15 years. Still, this blaze stands out to him.
The speed that this fire moved and the way it came at us was like nothing I've ever seen before.
Mackey brought his turkeys and geese with him. Other evacuees brought livestock and pets too, chickens, pigs, goats. Tony Bravo and her son Josh had to leave their Bonnie Doon home in the middle of the night. This is her first time evacuating, and it's been hard.
It's frightening to think maybe, you know, you have a home to go back to. I also hope that everybody got out safely last night.
She hopes to find a room at a motel instead of staying at the fairgrounds. Fellow evacuees like Stephanie Borsier said theirs is a tight-knit community, one that's rural and spread out.
For a community that doesn't have a central focus point other than maybe the elementary school, the fires are always the thing that brings everyone together. It's this, you know, central thing that we can all rally behind.
Borsier's worried about her neighbor's houses burning down. Still, she stops for a moment and points to the sky.
Look at the sunrise today. It's pretty amazing.
She says evacuees at the fairground plan to all pitch in to build makeshift stalls for the animals.
We do what we can to help each other.
For the California Report, I'm Hannah Hageman in Santa Cruz.
These fires have also placed enormous pressure on emergency responders, pushing CAL FIRE and the state's Office of Emergency Services to request support from other states and the federal government. The California Report's Nina Sparling has more.
California deployed the National Guard this week in its efforts to battle hundreds of wildfires that have erupted in the past few days. CAL FIRE requested medical and firefighting support from the agency.
So we do have our rotary wings ready to go and our medevac capabilities ready to go.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Sharamo, who says the Guard is focusing its efforts mostly in Northern California, where lightning strikes sparked many of the active fires. 23 are complex or major fires. The state has assigned over 6,900 firefighters from state, local, and federal agencies, according to CAL FIRE. California has also requested 375 engines from other western states. So far, support is coming from Texas, Arizona, and Nevada. For the California Report, I'm Nina Sparling.
The fires have also claimed lives. Two people have died while assisting firefighting efforts, a PG&E employee near Vacaville and a 52-year-old helicopter pilot south of Coalinga. He died when his chopper crashed during a water drop mission. The California Report's Alex Hall has more about that.
The helicopter was on a water dropping mission on the Hills Fire, one of the many fires burning throughout the state. This one tearing through brush and steep terrain 9 miles south of the city of Coalinga. That's about an hour southwest of Fresno. The crash itself started a separate fire. A spokesman for the Fresno County Sheriff's Office said a search and rescue team made its way to the crash site so they could recover the pilot's body. Crews were able to retrieve the body late last night and covered it with an American flag before making the long trek back out. The aircraft was a call-when-needed helicopter contracted through a private company. The pilot was the only person on board. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
This week's wildfires have forced thousands of people to flee their homes, with some going to evacuation centers. But how you help fire evacuees has been changed by California's other big crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. A few minutes ago, I spoke to KQED's Rachel Miro, who's at an evacuation center where people who are fleeing the CZU Lightning Complex fire can go. It's burned 40,000 acres in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties and injured 3 people. Rachel, where are you right now?
I'm at Half Moon Bay High School, which is the new evacuation center for San Mateo County. For the last 2 days, it's been Pescadero High School, but the fire is marching north and expanding to 40,000 acres at last count. So this is where things are happening now.
And Rachel, what does it look like there this morning?
Well, you know, it's worth pointing out that the vast majority of people who have been either recommended to evacuate or ordered to evacuate have already done so. An estimated 20,000 people have already left their homes. And because of the coronavirus pandemic, this is basically a referral center for resources and hotel rooms. So this is not a shelter here at the Half Moon Bay High School. People are being offered hotel rooms if they need it. So not too many people here at the moment, but they are ready for folks to show up if necessary.
And for non-English speakers, is there information for them as well?
There is, yes. I talked with somebody who heads the Punta de la Costa Sur group, which works here in San Mateo County, rural populations, a lot of folks, a lot of Latinos, and they offer a texting service in Spanish to keep people abreast of what's going on.
And finally, what are your plans today in terms of covering this particular fire?
This is a big fire, Saul, and it looks like it's getting bigger over the next couple of days. It's already at 40,000 acres. It's spread north, threatening the areas in San Mateo County of Pescadero and La Honda. It's also spreading south, deep into Santa Clara County, possibly even western parts of San Jose, the biggest city here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I will go wherever my assignment editor asked me to go, but it's a large territory to be concerned about.
Yeah, certainly. All right. KQED's Rachel Miro, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And all these fires have pumped an enormous amount of smoke into the atmosphere. Lung-searing, eye-stinging smoke that some of you are probably seeing and tasting right now. Yesterday, it was reported that air quality in the Bay Area was perhaps the very worst in the world because of the blazes. Of course, all the smoke and all the ash can be a threat to a lot of people's health, especially if they have respiratory issues. Air quality officials are asking people, if possible, to stay inside with their windows and doors shut until conditions improve. And that is the California Report for Thursday, August 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles, wishing you a safe and happy day.
Support for the California Report comes from California Earthquake Authority, a not-for-profit offering earthquake insurance to help Californians protect their financial futures. For more information, visit earthquakeauthority.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy harnesses the power of people and science to create innovative solutions for a healthy environment, just societies, and opportunities for human achievement. And Hint,
fruit-infused water in over 25 flavors. No sweeteners, no calories. In stores or delivered from drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of true fruit flavor.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.